We are here on the MK Mental Health Hour. Slightly different show this week because of the need to isolate. I think both Scott and I are isolating ourselves. So we're here with Scott Rickson from the Mighty 100. We're not allowed into the radio studio, so we thought we would get with the times, adapt to make sure that we can remain consistent with our shows. And today we are going to be talking about nutrition and hydration, the impact that that can have on our mental health. For people who don't know me, I am John Manning. I run Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. We're a local organisation in Milton Keynes that supports people on a one-to-one basis, as well as providing training to organisations, whether that's face-to-face or digital. So the last week has been a little bit mental for us, just a bit of an update. We've had to shift everything to digital. So we are now having digital appointments with all of our one-to-ones, which is specific to children, to adults, but also we've added family groups. So I'm sure that there's been people who have been spending a bit more time as a family, which in some respects is wonderful. In other respects, it can cause some rifts, it can cause some traction and some disruption to day-to-day life. So we want to have sessions with families as a group to talk about anything that's concerning them. And we've added one-to-one group sessions for the elderly as well. So that 70 plus group who might be really isolated at the minute, a really easy digital way for us to get elderly people together, address their concerns as a group, get them to know each other as well, new people. So it's really good. Just been very, very busy. We have Scott here to talk about nutrition and hydration. I'm sure everyone's been to the shops to get, we've been talking about offline, Scott, that everyone's carbo loading at the minute and buying pasta and rice and everything. So your background is in nutrition, fitness and everything. So as just a bit of an introduction to the show, if you're happy to tell everybody what your background is.
Yeah, so my background is I own the Mighty 100 Transformation Studios in Newport Pagnell. There's a team of 10 of us now, and we started 3 years ago. I originally got certified in Spain at the European Institute of Fitness before moving across to Canada to work on the Biggest Loser program. That's where I fell in love with transforming people and taking people from point A to point B. And that's really the journey started for me. Worked on cruise ships. I've done some work with Lionsgate Studio now. I got to work with Naomi Scott, the Power Ranger, before the most recent movie that she was in. The Mighty 100 itself got its own location 3 years ago now.
This travel wasn't in the last 4 weeks, just to make sure that we're all good on that.
No. That's it wasn't in the last 4 weeks. It's more like a decade ago now. My goodness.
Oh, wow. Wow. So the Mighty 100 is you said it's a transformation program. So it's, as far as I'm aware, it's 100 days of change for someone. So how does that work?
That's exactly right. So statistically speaking, you become more likely to be successful with a weight loss transformation goal if you can make it to 100 days. So before that, you're more likely not to make it after 100 days. That's the tipping point. Right. So we specialize in transformation. So it's not just the exercise, it's very much the nutrition, it's very much the engagement, and it's very much the mental element as well of transform, because the goal that most people are trying to achieve when they come through our doors is 80% psychological. You know, it's in people's heads. So once we can get a strategy put together and we know what buttons to push and what's motivating people, then we can create the strategies for them.
And that's, I suppose, makes more long-term stuff, because you know loads of people try to change their nutrition or say that, oh yeah, I'm going to drink more water, and then it might last a week, few days, but then ultimately it drops off. So I suppose by doing the way that you do it, it's longer lasting and people see sort of lifetime change.
It's changing behaviors and rituals around food. So first we have to figure out exactly what's going on, then change as little as possible. The numbers tell us that most people drop off the first Wednesday or Thursday of a new nutritional program or a new diet, because it's obviously one of the hardest things people will ever have to do. You know, I think that by making small changes that are doable and telling people what to expect and when to expect it, it just has such a big impact, for sure.
Yeah. So obviously now a lot of people are adjusting their lifestyles, their routines to work more from home. There might not be all of the food that we typically available to us. So we're going to be talking today about how nutrition and remaining hydrated can have a really good impact on our mental health in particular. So we will be back talking about that very shortly. Today we're talking about nutrition, hydration, how that has an impact on our mental health, whether it's negative, whether it's positive. So to begin with, Scott, what's good nutrition and hydration? So if you're looking at someone being suitably hydrated, what does that mean? And are many of us hydrated, like in general? I don't drink enough. I know that for a fact.
Well, that's you and everybody else, yeah, John. So we know that just under 68% of people are what would be considered to be chronically dehydrated. So 68%. That's 2 points. Yes, that's it, 68%. Now, what is good hydration? So let's say you were an Olympic athlete. You'll get to sign a hydration contract, and that will be to the tune of 1 liter of water for every 50 pounds of body weight. So let's say, wow, John, you weighed 200 pounds. That would be 4 liters. Now, I appreciate the fact that we're not all athletes, but as a general rule, 2 to 3 liters a day is pretty good. That will get you to where you want to go. Now, when it comes to actually getting water in, it seems like it's a really easy thing to do, but actually it's really challenging. You know, a lot of people would have tried hydration challenges in the past. They have downloaded the apps and bought the water bottles with different separations at different times of the day.
By 11 o'clock, you should be at this line or something like that.
That's it. But it's super easy to forget. So one tip would be to piggyback good behaviors in the back of pre-existing ones. For example, if you put your toothbrush in a pint glass, you'll drink a pint of water when you wake up and brush your teeth. When you brush your teeth at night, that's already 2 pints. If you then have a big glass of water with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then you're going to hit your goals. So we find by piggybacking consistent behaviors in the back of pre-existing ones, it can really help.
So do you mean having a pint glass, having your toothbrush in it filled with water, and then you basically gain access to your toothbrush?
So I'd put your toothbrush in it as a cue to action. So you take your toothbrush out to brush your teeth, and then your brain goes, oh, look, I should be drinking my water. You'll know you're getting hydrated because it will become easier. Believe it or not, when you drink more water, you actually become thirstier. So as a rule, if you are getting thirsty, it means you've dumped all that horrible retained water and you've got fresh water going through your body and it'll be craved. At that point, which takes typically, let's say, 7 to 10 days, hydrating is going to be simple for you.
Gains momentum.
You've got to push through it.
Yeah, it kind of gains momentum.
So it does. And you also start to feel so much
better. Yeah, what happens when we are able to drink enough and we have enough water? What happens to our body?
Sure. Okay. So, I mean, this is a huge answer. Okay. It does lots of things. I think if we were to focus on two elements, so let's say your liver. So liver responsible for regulating energy in the body, breaking down glycogen to glucose. One thing that you find happens is that you start to get more energy when you drink more water. You'll feel a level of vitality in your body that you may not have done for a while. Additionally, we know that about 73-74% of your brain is actually water as well. So in terms of cognitive function, brain's ability to process and deal with and become more resilient is increased massively.
So if we are looking, obviously this isn't, in relation to mental health, this is not solely down to any particular conditions or anything like that, but if we just look at it very generally, if you have something like depression or you are susceptible to depression, by simply drinking enough, if you look at the symptoms of depression and maybe you're lacking in concentration, maybe you're feeling lethargic, if you can simply drink enough, then your body can create more energy. So you're going to start feeling better. And you'll be able to, because your brain is hydrated, you'll be able to think clearer and have that more cognitive function. So even if there's a preventative measure, drinking can help and support that side of things.
Oh, absolutely. And in the water you're drinking, even in tap water, you have electrolytes such as sodium, potassium, magnesium. And these all play a big role in how the brain communicates with itself in your central nervous system. So I think, like we were talking about earlier on, John, there's so much that goes into depression and anxiety and pre-existing mental conditions that we don't understand. What we were talking about was how we could make the brain as healthy as possible. And the healthier the brain is, the brain state is, the more resilient you may be to these conditions.
Absolutely. And we speaking with Dr. Raj back in on a couple of shows, we've sort of said how if you have something like depression once, then you might be susceptible to get it again. Your brain might be quite vulnerable for that, those behaviors to creep back in. So just drinking enough and being, you know, really disciplined with that can be a really good way. So we're going to have a look at nutrition when we come back, and what sort of foods can be really good for our brains, what we can eke into discipline with that. Also, certainly at the minute, if we are buying things, are we buying the right stuff? Is it actually going to be helpful for us and our family? So we'll be back very shortly to talk with Scott about that. Right, welcome back. It is the Mental Health Hour with MKFM and Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. Today we have the wonderful Scott Rickson from the Mighty 100 here to talk about nutrition and hydration. Hello, Scott. So nutrition certainly at the minute being very important. People are going through quite a lot of lifestyle change with COVID-19, working from home a lot more. I don't tend to have stuff in my house an awful lot. I just kind of tend to think about dinners because I have lunch at work and I have breakfast on the go. So I don't tend to have a lot of food, and everyone seems to be scrambling around buying stuff. But what is the importance of good nutrition? How can that have an impact on our brains and how we think and how we are, how we're looking after our mental health?
Sure. Okay. So to kind of reiterate a point you're making there is, yeah, people kind of at the moment with COVID-19 are having a little bit of a panic. And what tends to happen is people go after foods that have longer shelf lives. And a lot of those foods tend to be carbohydrates like pasta, for example. And whereas they're a tremendous source of energy and a great end of the world food, it's important to make sure that people are still getting things like tuna or fish or cheeses into their diets as well.
Which you can get tinned tuna and tinned mackerel and stuff.
That's right. Brined in salt. It's not necessarily a great time to give up on your goals either, just because this is all the world is collapsing around you. Okay, so come back to the point we're making earlier about mental health and nutrition. There are obviously so many influencing factors here. Now, when we talk about nutrient-rich foods, we kind of start off with B vitamins. So that's B vitamins across the board, 1, 2, 3, all the way 7 to 12. We know these are responsible for providing you with energy in the body, yes, but also for stopping things like panic attacks. Like, for example, low vitamin B12 has been actually proven to significantly increase the risk of panic attacks. Now, something like vitamin B12, for example, is reduced by stress in the body. So stresses actually break vitamin B12 down. So it's important to making sure that you get that into your diet. So when I say get that into your diet, I mean things like whole grains, brown rice, barley, meat, eggs, and dairy products.
It's interesting you say about meat, eggs, and dairy, because I know that with certain people who are vegan or practice veganism, they are often told to supplement with B vitamins because the diets can sometimes be low in that. So there are actually like foods which are enriched with B12 that you can get or get focused on. So you might have an array of butters, but maybe choose the B12 one, for example.
Oh, absolutely. And we see more and more of a trend now of people moving towards veganism and just eating plant-based foods, which is fine. But the vitamin B range tends to be the first thing that goes, that and iron.
If we are susceptible to that, then making sure that the B vitamins are present more than ever in your diet, really. If you are susceptible to things, to anxiety, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. So you said about iron.
Iron, yes. Yeah. So iron has been proven, a low iron rather, has been proven to cause fatigue, depression, and anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's more prevalent now because people are moving away from things like red meat in their diets. But you can still get iron in through whole grains, through fish, poultry, if you still eat chicken and fish, and eggs and dairy products as well. So there are ways of getting iron in, but getting anemic can have a big impact on cognitive function.
Massively, yeah. And we there's been a massive thing as well about good fats. And I know that some people see fats as being really bad, but omega-3, different things like that, I've heard quite a lot about them being really good for cognitive function as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, omega-3 boosts blood flow to the brain and improves its performance, especially during mental tasks. So it's really important to making sure you get your right balance of omega-3, 6, and 9s.
Okay.
So one mistake people can make, for example, is they can take a lot of omega-3 and therefore offset their 6s and 9s, which are important as well.
Can you get like supplements, for example, if you have a diet that doesn't include, because it's from fatty fish and that sort of thing, isn't it? You can get omegas from fish, nuts and different
Fish
things, if I'm not
and
mistaken.
nuts. Definitely. Omega-3 is definitely one of the things that you can supplement from. In fact, most trainers will recommend omega-3 as the first point of call for any supplement, because not only does it improve brain function, but also it lubes up the joints as well. Think of it as well as being good for brain function, as the WD-40 of the body.
So if we're at home, sitting in a cramped little home office or sat on our sofas working more often than normal at the minute, then omega-3s might help us not creak so much when we're getting up. Good stuff. And you've mentioned something while we were offline about alkalizing. I haven't heard of that before,
Yes.
apart from soil. I've heard of it. My parents have got an allotment, and they've talked about alkaline and stuff in the past. I know you can get it in water, but what is that with the human body, and how does it kind of have an impact
So
on?
there is much like in your parents' soil, there is an acid alkaline balance in the body. Now it's much smaller variant, but there has been a link between lower acid alkali score points, so more towards the acid end of the scale, which is 1 to 6, and bipolar disorder.
Right.
This is a study that's coming out of the Health in the University in Japan at the moment. It's a repeated study. It's been going on for a while, but it's showing that patients with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder nearly always have slightly more acidic brain and body states. So that sort of emphasizes the importance to alkalize. So find that balance. So dark green leafy vegetables, things like broccoli, kale, spinach are tremendous for alkalizing. Once again, really, really important to making sure that you're making that brain state as congruent as possible to be healthy. And a big part of that is going to be making sure that you're alkalic.
What about vinegars and things like that? Would that count as a similar sort of thing?
Absolutely, yes, because believe it or not, obviously vinegar is an acid, but an acid has an alkalic response by the body.
Really interesting, because I've got bipolar. I've had it for a long time. It's been diagnosed for a few years, and I typically manage through exercise and through knowing different tools and strategies and stuff. But I have been told that things like apple cider vinegar and adding that into your meals can really help kind of stabilize or keep you. It's like a natural mood stabilizer. So that makes an awful lot of sense with that kind of study that's going on. That's really interesting. So we're going to have a look about, it's all well and good talking about these things, but how do we build them into our lifestyle? How do we make sure that we can remain consistent with it? So we are going to be talking more about that on the Mental Health Hour with Scott Rixon very shortly after this little break. Hello, welcome back to the Mental Health Hour with my lovely self, John Manning from Arthrellis Mental Health Support, and Scott Rixon from the Mighty 100. So, Scott, we've been talking about nutrition, hydration, the impact it can have on our mental health. So far, we've talked about what sort of things can be built into diets, how hydration can have an impact on us. But what might we see if someone has got anything underlying mental health wise, or even if they're just not used to looking after their nutrition and hydration, how do people kind of get into this inability to be able to manage things? Because I've been there before, and it's kind of been a bit of a perpetuating cycle of not being able to manage. So I eat more, or I eat the worst stuff for me, and I don't focus on anything to do with hydration. So how does that kind of come about?
Yeah, okay. So this is something obviously we see quite a lot, which is the eat because you're sad, sad because you eat vicious circle. So tragically, the majority of diets are unfortunately doomed to fail. Same with any sort of nutritional changes, because carbs equal comfort. When you take the comfort away, then you will naturally seek it. People tend to move away from pain. So, I mean, this kind of brings you around to a study that I reference quite a bit. It's a McLaren Hughes study. It's called an ill-fated New Year's resolution. And it shows that only 2% of people are successful after a 2-year window. So those people were then interviewed to find out what the common denominators were, why were they successful, and to focus on the plus points of why people do make it as opposed to why they don't. It's because they have shifted their mental state from being shoulds, like they should do something about it, to being musts. You know, the people who I see, I can break them down as two categories. They either should do something about it or they must do something about it. The musts, they'll find a way. It doesn't matter what it is that they're doing. They will always find a way to make it work. The shoulds are only ever successful when all of their ducks line up in a row. So coming out of the gate, you've got to ask yourself, are you a should or are you a must?
Well, the situation needs to be perfect, and then I will go on a, you know, I'll make the changes. You can wait forever, really, then, can't you? It's kind of a good opt-out.
It's a very, very easy thing to procrastinate on, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So the best piece of advice I can give you there is just get going. Even if it's lunchtime on Thursday or it's Saturday night and you're sitting at the bar with your friends, just go. Start right then and there. Don't wait until Monday. So the second thing they did, there was lots of influencing factors, but the second most important thing people did in this study that was successful was they tracked their food. That's the number one. I would say over 10 years of doing this, I have never seen anyone transform their bodies sustainably without first tracking them. And that comes down to the fundamental that the most important thing you can do is improve your knowledge base around the foods that you're eating. So nutrition is a huge subject, but your nutrition won't be so huge. So by that, I mean average family has no more than 3 to 5 meals per week on rotation. The average person has no more than 25 to 35 things they'll be eating. And the average person won't have more than 8 to 12 behaviors and rituals around food and exercise. So you don't need to know all of nutrition. You just need to know your nutrition. And when you have that info, then you can start making those small changes.
And it doesn't need to be, would you say that it needs to be all straight away? Or if you've got, I don't know, 12 meals as an individual, as you said, would you be able to maybe focus on breakfasts to begin with, or lunches or dinners, and then add the others? Or is that another one of those kind of shoulds rather than musts?
The way we tend to focus on things, we have 8 pillars of nutrition. The first two are the absolute foundation. So unless you address these two, really, your body will find it very hard to get rid of any weight you want to get rid of. And that's alkalizing and hydrating. So making sure you're taking care of your internal body environment in your liver and drinking enough. That's the first step. So literally just focusing on that for about 2 to 3 weeks for the majority of people, whilst keeping a calorie controlled diet through something like MyFitnessPal, is more than enough for people to drop 3 to 4 pounds of actual fat loss per week for about 6 to 8 weeks.
And healthily as well.
So, and healthfully, because all you're doing is you're doing so the more water you drink, the thirstier you'll become. When you start bringing in darker and leafy vegetables into your weekly shop, they make your way into your meals, and suddenly it just becomes what it is that you do now. And to win, you don't want to think that you're on a diet. You just want to change those behaviors. So you're just drinking more water and you've got more darker and leafy vegetables in your diet. It's just what you're
doing. So that's brilliant. And if you can build in, you know, your vinegars and alkaline sort of stuff, your vitamin D, B, and all of those things, then it's going to really, really boost your mental health, especially at times like this. So we'll come back and we will talk about how we can build that in. So it's a long-term impact. We're also going to talk about engaging with our why. So if you are should, how you might be able to move into a must. Okay, hello. Welcome back to the Mental Health Hour with me, John Manning, for Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. And we have Scott Rixon here from the Mighty 100. So Scott, before the break, we've talked about loads of great stuff on this show. So what sort of nutrition is good nutrition? What sort of hydration is good hydration? And what we might see from, you know, barriers as to why people can't do that. But what is a good way that people can do it? What do people ideally need to get in place so that they can make a really positive change?
The research tells us the most important thing is why someone is doing something. What is your key motivator? 80% of this goal is psychological. So what's going to keep you going? Now that comes to your why. So if you want to find what your why is and why it's important, it always traces back to having a better state of living. So let's say your goal was to drop a stone. You drop a stone, why? So you don't have to shuffle to the back of photographs. Why is that important to you personally? That's important because it'll make you feel better. Why is it important to feel better? You will be happier. So what you should do is track your goal back to its why origins. So trace it back. And eventually, if you can create the link between your goal and a happier living state, then you're well on your way.
Yeah, I think that resonates quite a lot with me as well. And certainly from people who are susceptible to having low self-confidence or anything like that, that is a really, really good part, or at least starting point, of getting to grips with what changes you need to make, whether that is nutrition, whether it is hydration, or whether it's anything else in your life. So that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Scott. And we'll be back with a quick roundup of all of these tips very, very shortly. Welcome back to the Mental Health Hour. It's me, John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support, and the wonderful Scott Rickson. Today we've covered off loads around nutrition, hydration, and we've seen how that can have a big impact to our mental state or our mental health. So what we wanted to do just to round off the show was to talk around some rounding up the top tips in relation to hydration, ensuring that you have at least 1 litre of water for every 50 pounds you are of body weight, setting that throughout the day. So Scott said about this really wonderful tip where you've got your pint glass with your toothbrush in it, so you have that discipline when you get up in the morning, as long as everything is obviously cleansed and clean at the moment, and you're using your own toothbrush for that, because we don't want to be spreading anything. Also ensuring that you look into the foods that you're eating, that they're rich in all the omegas, they are rich in vitamins, specifically D and all of the B vitamins, and that you are looking after your iron as well, your iron intake. And then more importantly, or one of the most important ones from the sounds of it, is alkalizing. So making sure that you're having vinegars and looking at a specific condition. So we've mentioned about bipolar and schizophrenia being supported by vinegars and different alkaline foods or drinks. And then if you're looking at making this sustainable, if you're making it long term, ensuring that you're thinking about your why. What do you want to get out of this? What do you want to change? It could just be that you want to maintain your mood. It could be everything, but drilling down into why that is important for you to keep that at the forefront of your mind. And also then tracking your food, making sure that you're remaining consistent with it. So thank you very much, Scott. Really appreciate your time today. And if people wanted to find out more about the Mighty 100 and the incredible stuff that you guys do, how would they go about doing that?
So you could go to mighty100.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And just come and have a look, see what we're about.
Lovely stuff. And you guys are based in Newport Pagnell, aren't you?
That's right. That's us.
Perfect. Brilliant. And if anyone wants to find out more about Arthur Ellis MHS, we are or can be found on arthurellismhs.com. We will soon be launching our new services, group services or sessions for the elderly and family group sessions, all digital, to make sure that the coronavirus doesn't start having an impact on our mental health. What we are also going to be committing to is doing a 25% discount across the board to make sure that all of our services are more accessible than ever. So thank you very much, Scott. Everyone head over to Mighty 100. I've seen some of their clients and they've had amazing transformations. So they're brilliant. And who would not want to hang out with this wonderful, wonderful face?
Oh, you are too kind. Thanks, John.
No worries. Thank you very much. Take it easy.